Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendell Carter Jr., he made the All-Summer League team.
Just seeing that.
Some terrific numbers, played very well, had a couple of signature moments. So far, so good. You really couldn't ask for a better sort of debut, the things you saw from Wendell Carter Jr. We talked to Vincent Goodwill about it. I saw a guy who's a defensively, positionally versatile and could step out and switch and be a much more of a wing type player than his height and weight numbers might suggest. So that was cool. And he's a Dookie. Jabari's a Dookie. And there's talk that the former Whitney Young Dolphin and former Duke big man Jahlil Okafor could be in the plans as well. I'm sure that John Paxson and or Gar Foreman will be asked about that possibility today.
Yeah, so Carter Jr. had 14.5 over his summer league career, 9.5 rebounds, 2.6 blocks per game. And when we talked, when did we have Vincent on? Was that Monday? Yeah, it was Monday. When we talked with Vincent, he mentioned that Carter Jr. is probably your best, as starters go, probably your second best defensive player right now. I mean, I understand. Perhaps I'm more concerned about the defensive burden that the Bulls have kind of shouldered with re-signing Zach LaVine, signing Jabari Parker, which is going to be announced in just a couple of minutes. And you'll hear the whole presser right here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show in just a few. But defensively, I think, you know, especially in that East that now apparently contains Kawhi Leonard on the Toronto Raptors, I start to wonder what things are going to look like.
A very unhappy Kawhi Leonard apparently being traded for a very unhappy DeMar DeRozan,
man,
who believes that Masai Ujiri backstabbed him.
If you're Greg Popovich too, finding spots that he cost Kawhi $50 million. He's not re-signing in Toronto. And if you stay where you were, you get an extra, what is it, 40 or 50, Rick?
50.
I can't remember. It's 50, right?
It's a difference between 190
and 140.
Right?
That's a big amount of money in those biweekly checks, those game checks, that's going to come out. Hey. I mean, Kawhi has got to be beside himself.
Yeah, but Pop's a gangster, man. Because he turned a guy who was a complete pariah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy who they were done with. The trust was broken. They knew they had to deal him. And now he ends up with Jakob Poeltl in this also, as well as DeMar DeRozan?
Yes.
Poeltl's legit.
Yes.
Poeltl anchored the second unit that made the Raptors what they were. It was Fred VanVleet and Jakob Poeltl as a part of that group that was the first time they had that sort of legitimate second unit.
You know what you did not mention, too, in the issues that Greg Popovich had working against him in this Kawhi trade, in terms of leverage? We didn't mention the injury itself.
Right. It's still so ambiguous, though.
It's very ambiguous, but it's worth mentioning. We don't know the medicals on this, and that's why I think you hear so little about it to begin with, and it's just kind of this throwaway line, like, oh, he wants to go to the Lakers, and the burden is on the Toronto Raptors in making this trade to re-sign him, and perhaps they can, but he's always stated that he wants to play for the Lakers after 2019, and then it's, by the way, Kawhi Leonard sat most of last season with a thigh injury.
It seems like a rare, like, double win. From Jump Street, people are saying both sides did very well because the Raptors, they were going to retool in some way anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to get Kawhi, take that Oklahoma City, Paul George-style chance, and then if it doesn't work out, that's $27 million expiring. Danny Green is $10 million that's going to be expiring. So then at that point, it's a little bit of a softer landing into a retooling or rebuilding for Toronto.
Yeah, and they're legit right now. I mean, they at this moment, with a healthy Kawhi Leonard, assuming health. There's a lot up in the air regarding that injury, but assuming health, the East is gettable for them. And, I mean, Danny Green, what is he, a 40% three-point shooter?
Yeah, kind of aging out. Here's what Mark Deeks tweeted about this. It's as far as the trade itself is concerned, because I think Rick's right. I think both teams did well for themselves, but the guy who's going to be upset is Kawhi Leonard. The guy who's going to be upset is DeMar DeRozan. Deeks writes, a lot of people wondering why the Spurs only got that deal. They got back an in-his-prime all-star for a player whose value in trade could not have been lower. It compares unfavorably only to packages in rumors that were merely just that, rumors.
We are getting ready for the start of the Bulls press conference at the Advocate Center, and we will be taking you out there momentarily. Thanks to our friends at NBC Sports Chicago picking up their feed. And I did not know this, and if this is true, this is awesome. The 206 says that Wendell Carter Jr.'s nickname already is Block Panther. How?
Oh, yes.
Great.
Because the
that?
Draft day stuff.
Remember, yeah, he came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he had the rap on.
Came out with like a sarong or whatever that was.
He, how would he you called it a rap when we had him on.
Yeah, I don't know how you would technically describe that, but it was a.
It was like a scarf.
It was a Wakanda style.
Yes.
Scarfy, drapey.
The whole family had thing. Kind of a Wakanda
yes.
thing going on.
Everybody
at the draft
had
night.
Wakanda forever.
Awesome. And with as many times as he's going to get the chance to block shots, he's probably going to average like 8.
Well, the lane's going to be open for a lot of people.
Well,
yeah.
Sure. You know what they'll be saying? They're funneling everything toward him.
That's right.
It's strategy. It's
everything.
Zach LaVine just happened to pop out of his defensive stance only to bring that shooter toward Wendell.
Quick thought. What if instead of funneling everything at Wendell, you funneled, I don't know, 75% of everything and kept some in the mid-range? Maybe that's an idea.
Jabari Parker, Gar Foreman, and John Paxson are sitting down now at their respective microphones. Not one person wearing a tie. I guess they've decided to agree on this.
Sans tie.
Jabari Parker with the double-breasted pinstripe over the black T-shirt. Gar Foreman with the gray-blue blazer over the white button-down with the top button undone. And Paxson.
Is it a bad sign when Paxson looks around and says, "Where's Fred?"
Oh, no.
Is that what he said?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
We'll say Fred. And Pax has the black blazer and the white shirt. But it appears to be smiles on everyone's face as they seem to be enjoying themselves. And I imagine it would be the usual, the opening statements and then a bunch of questions.
They're literally waiting for Fred.
Come on, Fred.
Fred.
Hey, Fred.
This thing was at 11.
What's going on, Fred? They're all looking around. Maybe Fred left. Maybe he's done. Maybe.
I can't do. He's like Chris Bryant at first base, just waving everybody.
They're trying. They're trying to see how little defense they can actually play to where Fred actually gets offended.
Really? You think that little? No, I don't know. I think we pay less than that.
No. See, the thing about Fred and defense, and this is people have been around him a lot.
Oh, here's
Fred.
Hey,
we found Fred.
Hey, there's Fred.
Okay, great. First of all, want to recognize a few people. Sonny and Lola Parker, Jabari's parents, are here. Obviously, very familiar with the Parker family here in Chicago. Robert Smith, Jabari's high school coach, legend at Simeon. And then Mark Bartlestein, Jabari's representative, and all the people with Priority Sports. And I'll say that through this whole process, as we had interest in Jabari from day one, Mark and Gar were on the phone a lot. So, very appreciative of the relationship and how we were able to work this out. This is Jabari's day, so just a few quick comments. This is an exciting day for the Bulls organization, and we view this as a very important signing for our franchise. We've talked a lot about direction in the last year and how we've had a little bit of a rebuild situation. And we feel this signing fits perfectly into the direction we chose. We're adding another young, talented player to our roster, someone with great versatility, someone who is very skilled in terms of passing, handling, can play in a team system offense. So it's exciting for us to add to the current young guys that we have. And finally, just again, you know, it takes a lot of things to make these things happen. And obviously our ownership with Jerry and Michael Reinsdorf giving us the resources to step up and do something like this to get a talent like Jabari was big for us as well. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Gar and let him talk a little bit about this signing as well.
I'm feeling kind of old because Jabari, I used to watch your dad play. I grew up in the Bay Area, and we were kidding about it earlier. He was a heck of a player. Anyway, just to reiterate what John said, we're just thrilled to have Jabari joining us. And, you know, obviously we have followed him closely really throughout his career as a legend here at Simeon High School. We would read about him and see him on the news all the time, followed him closely at Duke and scouted him extensively there. And then being so close in Milwaukee, obviously we got to see him play quite a bit. But we feel like even though we haven't had him, that we know him. And on top of his basketball skills and his tools, which we think he's got great, great potential for continued growth, everybody we talked to talked about his work ethic, his makeup, his character, that him being the type of guy that we want to build with this young core. So, like John said, I want to welcome the family. We're excited to have him back and have Jabari back in Chicago, and we want to welcome you home.
You want to say anything first?
I'll say anything or take questions.
First and foremost, I want to thank God, you know, for giving me this opportunity, especially coming back home. No better way to live my dream as a kid by playing down the street from where I grew up, the James Jordan Boys and Girls Club. So very fortunate for that blessing. And thank you for the Bulls organization for taking a chance on me. And I'm going to do my best to fulfill their wishes.
Jabari, right here. Darnell Mayberry, The Athletic. What does it mean to you to come home?
It means a lot. It means the most, especially wearing that red, that white, that black, is something like a dream. Because playing here, you always dreamed about being a Bull. So that's a dream come true.
Hey, Jabari, John Greenberg, also The Athletic. You know, those of us who covered you here, we saw you had nothing but success, four state titles. This is a little bit of a different situation. How would you describe the pressure of playing in Chicago, where you're playing in front of fans who really expect a lot? And fans expect a lot from Chicago players, especially people from here.
Right. I don't look at it as a lot of pressure. Just looking forward to building new memories, especially with the young core that we have. And I was in a similar situation not long ago when we had a guy, Greg Monroe, coming into our organization. And we had high hopes and aspirations, but we kind of fell short. We didn't meet the means that was projected, and that's kind of the ability that I want to just have to have short, you know, limited goals, and just to take it game by game with the young core that we have.
Joe Colley, Chicago Sun-Times. Fred, you just talked about this last week defensively. You know, the facelift you guys are looking to make. With Zach and Jabari defensively, their numbers aren't the greatest. How are you guys going to compensate defensively? And offensively, how do you see him fitting in and what you guys do with the space and pace?
Well, you know, Joe, defensively, I'll talk about that first. You know, we were able to experiment with, you know, pretty much a whole new system these last couple weeks in our mini camp and when we went out to Vegas. And there were some things that we really liked. With what we did, you know, as far as look at the trends of the league and the switching defenses and the different way that teams are playing, I think Jabari and Zach will both fit in very well with that type of system. You know, they're both very athletic. They both have great feet. And, you know, we should be able, in my opinion, to take a step forward with our defense this year. And, you know, Jabari's a guy that can play multiple positions. I think he can guard multiple players on the floor. You know, as far as offensively, he fits in exactly how we want to play. You know, he's as athletic a player. We should have, as you know, you're looking at Jabari and Zach on the wings. You know, we should have as athletic, you know, 2-3. You know, he could slide down and play 4 as any team in the league. So, you know, if we can be committed to getting the ball up and down the floor, we have a chance, in my opinion, to play a very exciting style of basketball and be a very high-powered offensive team. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. We've been watching a lot of film these last couple days with how, you know, we can utilize Jabari's skill set and how we can fit in to the team structure, and we're very excited about the different options that we will have.
Jabari, right here. Cameron Smith, Comcast, CBS 100 Sports. I know you've dreamed about those moments as a kid, maybe donning that Bulls jersey, but when it became more of a reality as it is today, have you thought about, you know, that first run out in the tunnel when they announced your name at the United Center, that you're officially a Bull?
Not yet. I still have yet found my equipment, so I need to put on the gear first before I decide to wear my, you know, the real authentic stuff. So, yeah, but obviously it's stuff that I dream about. But when the time presents itself, then I'll work my ways.
Hi, Jabari. Casey Johnson from the Chicago Tribune. Beyond the way the contract is structured, what attracted you to this situation?
I mean, it wasn't about me at the end of the day. It was just the stars aligned, and this opportunity presented itself, and it just fit perfectly. So the contract, took care of itself, but it was more like the stars aligned. Yeah. Oh, the team is no better way to start off with a team that you can grow with, especially being so young, guys that's my age. We can see each other build memories, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Jabari, David Hoff from the Chicago Tribune over here. How are you different than the last time a bunch of people gathered in a room to hear you announce, talk about your basketball future back at Simeon when you announced you were going to Duke? And how long ago does that seem to you?
It seemed pretty long ago. It did, because I had a couple hurdles in my career that filled up a lot of my time. But right now it's just trying to distance those memories and to create, new enlightening ones.
With the Chicago Tribune, I'm curious how you feel Milwaukee managed your career well and the injuries you dealt with well and where they left room for improvement and then where you stand physically right now.
As far as Milwaukee goes, I give them all the praise for, having the patience with me and also developing me and helping me through my injuries, especially the medical staff. They did a tremendous job helping me bounce back and putting together a plan. And I owe it to them, my trainer, Suki and Mike Davey and, Troy Flanagan. They really helped a big time in my career, so I credit them. Oh, right now it's just day by day. I'm no exception to the norm. I got to treat myself as any individual would and just stay on top of things. It's just out of my control where my career took itself, but I can do the best that I can to maintain it.
Steve Eshbner, NBA.com, Jabari. We hear across all sports that when a player is injured, they're present, but they're not really a part of things. And I'm curious how your two layoffs and rehabs, you got back physically, but did that sort of interrupt the plan in Milwaukee such that you're here today? Obviously, they had different dreams and hopes for how this would go.
I can't speak for the front office, but I can speak for my teammates. They really did a great job integrating me within the culture and also keeping me involved, conversation, activity. So, my teammates, they did a really good job, and it made it easy to jump into the mix once I played.
The Jabari Parker introductory press conference as he joins the Chicago Bulls. This feed courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. The reason for the ambient sound is they're coming to you actually from the atrium outside United Center.
Strength and training staffs.
The first time I did hurt myself, I did ask why. But then after that, it's just more like a bounce back because just want to have a mentality that just got to move forward. And I just want to be a trailblazer for a lot of people who are going through struggles, because obviously to not have difficulty in your life is unrealistic. So hopefully I have a magnifying glass to help other people who are going through the same thing, if not similar situations.
Jabari, Vince Goodwill, NBC Sports Chicago right here. Do you look at this as a chance to hit the reset button on your career because you're still so very young and you're starting back where you started from? Do you look at it as washing away Milwaukee and everything that happened and just starting from scratch here?
No, I don't. I don't want to forget all the hard work that I had, because to forget that I hurt myself and came back is to discredit a lot of my success, because that's in and of itself something outside of the norm. Nobody does that. So I want to always remember the setbacks and the failures that I've had in my career so far and just use that as a sense of motivation.
Andy Seligman, AP. Jabari, have you had a chance to reach out to Derrick Rose yet and just talk, ask him about the pros and cons of playing in your hometown team?
No, I haven't yet, but I will in the future.
As this Cody Westerlin with 670 The Score. For Jabari, as this process played out, negotiations, when did you know you wanted to be a Chicago Bull, and what was that moment like?
Well, I felt like I wanted to be a Chicago Bull as soon as they showed interest, because it's always been like a dream to me, especially come back home and being close already. It was just like chipping away, and I was just couldn't wait to participate and be a Bull.
Jabari, Deion Miller from ABC7. How does two ACL surgeries and coming back from that change you as a person and as a player?
I feel like when you struggle more, you only succeed more. It gives me a lot more reason to do better and to go against the odds and go against the grain. So whenever I do something that sets me back, I always look at it as an opportunity to get better.
Jabari, this is Omar from Bulls in Spanish. I mean, you're a fairly young guy. How does it feel to come to a team that's got a bunch of young warriors such as Wendell Carter Jr., Zach LaVine, Lauri Markkanen? How does that make you feel being part of this team now?
Being a part of this team and this new unit is something I admire, just because we're the same age. We're going to build friendships on and off the court, and that's what it's about. Once we grow closer, we get better as a team.
Jabari, I know you had your own – it's John Greenberg from The Athletic again. I know you had your own career and stuff to worry about, but as a Bulls fan, what did you think of kind of the rise and fall, like what happened with Derek and seeing how high he went and then kind of how low things got? How did you look at it from afar?
I mean, Derek had no lows. He didn't, because he still maintained. And, you know, Derek is a legend no matter what. Like, I don't like how you explain that.
I meant just how the injuries and stuff.
No rise and falls. Injuries is a part of life. Everybody has an injury, you know, either athletics or normal life. But Derek is, you know, he's one of the best players that ever played a game and one of the best icons in Chicago. So he accomplished his duty already.
Sam Smith with thebulls.com over here. Apparently, you had an injury. A lot of talk about that. No young player in the NBA has ever had two of those surgeries at such a young age. Does that concern you going forward? And do you feel you can return to the level you were coming out of college or after your first ACL injury?
I mean, if you didn't see the games this year, then I won't be able to answer that question for you. But I pretty much showed that.
Cameron Smith, Comcast C100 Sports. Jabari, have you played or thought about the significance of you being a Chicago Bull, both on and off the court, especially with the community involvement and how you are involved in community and social injustice issues? Have you played those scenarios in your mind, and maybe you have, you know, thought about what your impact will be off the court as well in the city?
Yeah, I'm just as excited to participate in the community just as much as playing their game. Obviously, like, this is my passion, but other things matter to me too, and that's helping, especially where I come from. So I hope that I can partner with the public schools like I did in Milwaukee to Chicago and be involved with the youth. So I'm going to try to do as much as I can with my free time.
Jabari Parker is a Chicago Bull, and we're not getting a whole lot. But thanks to NBC Sports Chicago for allowing us to carry that. You gotta love Cowley, man. Welcome to Chicago. Are you happy to be in Chicago? You like Chicago? Do you like the Bulls? Oh, the Bulls are pretty awesome, huh? How are the Bulls? Yeah, you can't guard anybody. And
how are you gonna fix that?
How are you gonna fix it?
What's the guarding thing gonna look like?
And Fred, where are you gonna play this guy? I just love Cowley.
I want to know what the magic defensive system is that they have now that's gonna take two guys that don't know what it is and make it work.
They're experimenting with things.
It's no different than the Magic shotgun, the Magic 3-4. Mm-hmm. There's going to be the Jim Boylan defensive. He's the defensive guy. So he's the guy. Not Fred. Fred couldn't even spell defense. He's got no clue. You ask Fred a question about defense, by the time he's done with the answer, he's talking about offense. And that's, you know, I love Fred.
We got to make more shots. That's what we got to do on defense. More shots.
I love Fred. Fred is a great dude. And his wife, Carol, would send over tequila shots at our remotes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a nice little get.
Yes. Just out of nowhere, these two big shots of Patron arrive with all the fixings, and she's waving for the bag. She goes, "Say nice things about my husband." And I said, That would constitute illegal and unethical payola plugola. So
there's
no,
a line about that in my contract.
I am not allowed to commit to that. However, I will drink this tequila
now,
shot.
Now, salt you liquor lime. Here we go.
Thank you very much for it. We appreciate it. So, you know, for whatever reason, I think it's now with our El Nacimiento guys that the this show attracts tequila in a way that I've learned to rather enjoy.
It really has. I've been forced to come around with my opinions on tequila, or not opinions so much, but just a quantity of it. Yeah, the palate. I think that's the way to put it.
I think you develop a taste for it.
Sure. Palate means quantity, right?
Right. If by palate you mean
that's what that word
means. Amount of tequila.
Palate is French for quantity.
Yeah, and I also let the record show that Jay Zawoski did bring in the Aldi taco chips discussed yesterday.
Yes, I have had both varietals.
Yeah, you've
both
been treated
flavors.
Today. You get my homemade leftover ribs.
Yeah,
get
which is great because I'm out of cereal at the house, so I haven't had breakfast in about 3 or 4 days. I got to get to the Jewel. I got to pick something up. I meet this like intractable. I get to the couch and then I start reading stuff. And then I just don't leave. Here's the thing about the fake the Doritos things. Yeah. I'll be damned.
Really?
They're pretty good.
The Aldi Ritos are.
Yes, the nachos one, very good. The ranch one. Nice.
All right, I'm going to go give him a try during the break.
Quality.
Better hurry up.
This segment brought to you, he says, dumping the bag over his head, brought to you by Erin Hills Golf Course in southeast Wisconsin, host of the 2017 U.S. Open. Follow in the footsteps of the game's best players for day trips or overnight getaways. Make Erin Hills your next golf destination. Play, stay, eat, and meet. Business or pleasure, erinhills.com, E-R-I-N, hills.com. In just a bit, we're going to talk with Jabari Parker, and we look forward to doing that. You should, too. You got the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So in the follow-up to yesterday, if you did a blind taste test, I would be able to differentiate the Aldi chips from their Doritos counterpart.
Oh, for sure.
Both the nacho cheese mm-hmm. and the ranch. However, it's a better quality. The Aldi chip is a better quality of corn chip. It's a little thicker. It's got a legitimate corn, ground corn taste to it in a way that the name brand Doritos don't. It's not a one-to-one comparison. It's not really a knockoff. It's a different thing.
It is. It's a cousin. It's a spinoff almost, a spinoff chip. If you missed it yesterday in the midway, I was submitting for a fat-approved transaction, a fat, as it were. I realize I'm never going to get to the I'm Fat podcast, at least not membership in. Listenership of, sure. Membership in, no. So I went down the ice cream sandwich route during the home run derby. There was a pair of them. I peanut buttered them up, the whole thing. Somehow we got onto the Dorito topic, and Jay is of the opinion that those, or was yesterday, and now kind of we all are, that
the
those
textures,
chips stand up to their own.
When we mentioned it yesterday, the number of Aldi devotees, number of texters that said, oh my God, you guys are just coming around to this and this and this and this. This is better and that's better. And there were probably 30 different food items that texters brought up as being only available there and stuff that they stop and get.
Which is cool because the last time I was in an Aldi, which it's been a while, I've seen a bunch of them updated. It's just like a bunch of – there's weird fruits and a 2-liter of soda that I've never seen before. And then there's like eggs on the backside sometimes. You know, maybe not the dozen isn't all the way to the – apparently they fixed that issue. There are actually things at the Aldi now, which is nice.
The best part is my daughter has a sensitivity to food dye.
Okay.
Their own products use zero artificial dyes.
Wow.
So from their ice cream bars to their popsicles to their chips, anything – anything they make is dye-free.
Can I ask how you learned that she had that sensitivity?
Every time she would eat something with especially red dye, she would just go crazy. She said it felt like her brain was buzzing, and we just sort of process of elimination figured it out.
Interesting.
Wow. I mean, I've heard stories of
scary.
You know, parents will like give their kids peanuts for the first time, like outside hospitals, just knowing that, well, if they have a reaction, we're right here kind of deal. But that's like a, I don't know how you know that going in.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Music City Bowl champs host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. We have a statement officially now that has been sent out from the Milwaukee Brewers and their general manager, David Stearns, regarding the discovery of a series of unfortunate tweets on the Twitter account of Josh Hader. It was sent out when he was younger. Quote, "We have been in contact with Josh, and he is fully aware of the severity of the situation related to his social media comments, regardless of the timeline of his posts. His comments are inexcusable, and he is taking full responsibility for the consequences of his actions. In no way do these sentiments reflect the views of the Brewers organization or our community. Those of us that have come to know Josh do not believe that these posts are representative of his beliefs. He has been a good teammate and contributor to the team in every way. We will continue to work through this issue with Josh as we prepare to resume games after the break."
Well, I like two of the things that are in this statement. One is that he's aware of the severity of his situation, regardless of the timeline. A couple other things as well. So we'll get to this a little bit later, but we got stuff to do right now.
Man, I'm really excited. You know, I get to represent the city of Chicago, but also the city of Milwaukee and the whole Midwest, those Great Lakes, Lake Michigan. It feels real good.
It has finally come true. The representative, the self-appointed ambassador to the Great Lakes, is now on his second stop along the Lake Michigan shores. He is Jabari Parker. He is on Twitter at Jabari Parker, and he is a Chicago Bull. Hi, Jabari. What's today like for you? How's it been?
Oh, today is a great day. You know, official that I'm a Chicago Bull.
What was the decision-making process like? I know you addressed this a little bit in the press conference, saying that you knew you wanted to be a Bull when they expressed interest. How exactly did it happen? Was it through your agent? Was it a text? Was it a phone conversation? What was the substance of the conversation at the outset?
Well, I think it was a team decision. It was along with my agent, my parents, and my team. Just came up with the conclusion that this is the best fit and no better opportunity to play in front of my hometown, especially the fans.
I'm talking with new Bull Jabari Parker here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score. Jabari, what were the month or so prior to joining the Bulls like? Was there a realization, a readiness for you in knowing that it was time to move on from the Milwaukee Bucks, that a fit there wasn't quite right, or that it was time for you to move on? I wonder how that process went for you in your own head.
You know what? I don't know. I just speak about more the positive. You know, I just can't speak for other people. I just know for myself, this is the best fit. And as far as, like, production goes, I'll be utilized the way I want to, like, given the opportunity, given a fair chance, and that's all I want.
I saw you standing in the corner too often. I saw it at Duke, too. It always made me crazy. And I know Mike Krzyzewski is revered as a brilliant coach, but it bothered me that you weren't on the move with the ball in your hands more in college. And then I started to see it immediately, and then you got hurt. You say being utilized how you want to be. How do you want to be ideally? What's the best way to use your skills?
Well, it doesn't matter just because I'm so versatile. I just can do a lot on the floor that doesn't limit me. I just want the opportunity to just be out there, just to create, just to be, you know, part of the team. That's what the Bulls presented, that I get a chance to be utilized the way I want.
A coach that taught me a lot about pro basketball was fond of saying, anybody who can play offense can play defense. If you can put the ball in the basket, you can keep the ball from going in the basket. Is he right, and can you do that?
Well, I don't know. I just stick to my strengths, you know. Like, look at everybody in the league. They don't pay players to play defense. You know, there's only two people historically to play defense. You know, I'm not going to say that I won't, but to say that's a weakness is like saying that's everybody's weakness, because I've scored 30s and 20s on a lot of guys who say they play defense. So,
when you look around to potential teammates, to guys that you may line up with, what's exciting to you there about what's going to be able to get you those 20 and 30? How do guys like Zach LaVine, how do guys like Lauri Markkanen excite you about getting to those numbers you want to get to?
Well, you know, scoring is just one strength of mine. Also, playmaking, that's what I'm so looking forward to. Just guys, young guys, so talented like Zach Markkanen, Bobby, and Chris Dunn. Like, I'm so anxious and eager to play with those guys, like, because they can do as much as they can.
So I want to get back to the defensive question for a moment here. I think what we talk about now in the modern NBA, and it's something that John Paxson mentioned on these airwaves yesterday, with a pick-and-roll dominant strategy in the league right now, so much is based on the ability to switch that ball screen, maybe for a dribble, maybe for two dribbles, understanding, you know, off the ball a little bit, staying in your defensive stance and being aware of cutters. How much of that is just remembering to do it? How much of it is practicing it? But do you think you can be just, you know, an adequate switch for a couple dribble defender?
Well, I mean, if you know the game, you also know that everyone's a pro, right?
Yeah.
And you know that certain guys have an average. No matter what you do, they still get that average. So they pay people to score the ball. And I will hope that somebody scores the ball on me if they pay them that much. So I'm not saying that's a cop-out or nothing, but, you know, it's the NBA. The professionals, everybody scores just amount of limiting them as much as you can, trying to contain them.
Okay.
Is that then a reliability on everybody? I mean, is that a team defense that's got to limit a guy like, I don't know, James Harden from putting up 35?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, like James Harden, MVP, like a bad night for him is 25, you know, especially somebody that has a ball in their hands and that's so decisive. You just got to respect them, try to contain them as much as you can. But, you know, a better offense wins the championship.
When you approach the position, we talk about basketball being positionless, and you have lineups on the floor where, depending on a substitution, you could be in a certain place at a certain time. What does that mean for learning an offense? Do you have to learn multiple positions, or is it easy just to understand concepts, in which case you can rotate from one spot to another?
No, it's just a feel of the game. I think every position is interchangeable at this point. Especially like, well, a lot of concepts. So, you know, you play the game long enough, you understand that everybody does similar things, and that's what I'm willing to do. Especially joining the Bulls is, you know, not making it as hard on myself, but just try to make it as simple as possible and trying to, you know, try to fall in line with the offense.
Talking with Jabari Parker, now of the Chicago Bulls, and I wanted to find out a little bit more information, if you would, about the specifics of your recovery from the ACL injuries on the same knee. I assume, for the first one, did you have a graft from your own patellar tendon used the first time?
Yeah, I had grafts on both surgeries of my own.
So did they use the patella tendon in your other leg, or did they use a different tendon for the second one?
They used the other one in my knee.
Okay, so you have the middle third of both patella tendons has now been used as replacement ACLs. Has that made it difficult at all on your knees? Are you more prone to tendonitis because of those surgeries?
Yeah, maybe, but I haven't faced any yet.
And did you have any cartilage damage either time? And were either of your menisci repaired or resected?
I think no cartilage damage, because that would have been red flags and getting signed to the Bulls.
That's why I asked. Yeah, that's why I asked, because sometimes it's really that is more so than the ACL itself, which they just kind of make the new one and plug it in. Yeah. It's more so that if the knee cartilage is okay, I think that might be a big reason why the Bulls felt confident taking the chance on you. How about the fact that there's a team option on the second part of this deal? How does that change the way you look at your minutes, the way you look like you may feel you have to produce to prove that you're worth picking up that second year?
Oh, it's no pressure at all. Not a lot of people know what pressure is, so I definitely know what it is. So that's not. I'm just glad that I'm, you know, get a chance and to play and to do what I dream about, staying on the floor.
What is pressure?
Pressure is coming back to ACL.
When we look at offense, which is something that you're clearly focused on here and clearly going to impact quite a bit on the Bulls. Do you see a difference in, or when you come up in sets, right? Whether it's going to be an isolation set, something that you're going to start, whether that's off on the wing or wherever you like to start it, versus stuff in flow, stuff that Fred, you know, kind of likes to run, things that are a little bit faster. Do you look at those possessions all that differently in game, or are those things where you, are those different gears for you?
No, it's pretty much the same. Just trying to get a feel of the game, that's all.
Well, Jabari, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the home of Chicago Bulls basketball on the radio, and look forward to an opportunity to meeting you in person.
I appreciate you guys. Bye.
Thank you. That is Jabari Parker.
Yes, it is.
Brought to you by Aaron Hills Golf Course.
Yes, it is.
In southeast Wisconsin, host of the 2017 U.S. Open. Follow in the footsteps of the game's best players for day trips or overnight getaways. Make Aaron Hills your next golf destination. Play, stay, eat, and meet, business or pleasure. AaronHills.com, E-R-I-N-Hills.com. So if you compare and contrast his comments about what he feels is reasonable defensive responsibility with what John Paxson said yesterday.
That's right.
We have what you call the old disconnect.
They're going to give up $1.50.
I mean, did you come away? And I gave him a chance. Like, I tried to go back to give him a chance, and he doubled down. Like, people are going to get what they're going to get, and I consider it an honor if somebody scores on me.
There are averages in this league,
Dan. I expect a guy to get his averages.
And guys get their averages no matter who you put on them.
I tried to be fair, and I went.
We asked in different ways.
I went back to ask it again about. We need to replace some of that stuff because that sounded to me like he didn't even pay lip service to it.
Sounded to me like Wendell Carter Jr. needs a raise already.
Yeah. Sounded like get the F out of here with this defense thing.
Yeah, that's, okay. I don't know what you're talking about. Me no speaking of English when it comes to defense.
All right,
not my job.
No.
I said, like, even in a switch for two dribbles?
No, they pay other people for that. That's
other guys,
they
to be
pay
fair,
for,
if you've watched his game,
his skill set
that was on brand.
Yeah. His skill set is offense. He made that very clear.
But I admire his honesty.
Yep, I do too.
He knows his game.
So we've sat here for 2 months, Dan, you and I, 2 months, asking for honesty out of players. When we get it, let's appreciate it a little bit. Because that was honest.
Hey. All right. Hey, when we come back, you can win $1,000 in cash on the score with a lucky text. Bernstein and McKnight. We're giving away a grand next on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yeah, that was only the half of it. That was the first answer. Wow.
What are the guy who gets, you know, 20 to 30 a night playing stellar defense, didn't he just get traded like this morning? I mean, when he's healthy, Kawhi Leonard plays both ends of the floor.
Yeah, and there's measurements for all this stuff. There's analytics, there's defensive win shares, there's cameras that record every vector, every step, every movement that determine your effectiveness in limiting opposing scoring.
I understand his perspective coming off of two knee surgeries like this. His job is to score the basketball. In order to get his next contract, in order to get this contract, he's got to score the basketball, right? I mean, if you look at the supply and demand curve here, like what's how much better is he going to get at defense coming off of what he's coming off of, as opposed to getting paid and getting contracts and staying in the league for scoring the basketball? I guess I understand where he's at, but
that wasn't really even the money quote.
To allay the defense, though.
That wasn't even the money quote. When I started talking about ball screens and the other stuff about he assumes that the guy's going to get his. I don't want to put words in
his mouth.
I
guess if he's seen it happen to him enough.
Right? I mean, do we have the other answer?
Well, no, I had like 2 minutes to get that one.
We got Ray. He's working on it.
Yeah, but we were recording it in one spot.
It is time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is season. Text season to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is season to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. I've been around professional basketball. In one word, even going back to major power conference basketball, being around it every day and in locker rooms every day, going back to 1987, that makes for 31 years, right?
That checks out.
That's 31 years I have been covering either ACC basketball or pro basketball. I have never heard an answer like that. I've never heard somebody as openly tell the truth about their game and their approach to defense that way.
I'll say it again. It's bizarre. It's out there.
But
it's honest.
That's
I have done nothing but stump for athletes to give their honest opinion on things. To when asked questions, give something other than cliche. We got that this afternoon.
The only time somebody ever came close to that, and it wasn't even a media session, it wasn't even on the record. It was me asking. There was a guy out of Weber State, a guy named Stan Rose, who's about 6'8", and he could score, and he was a borderline NBA player. Couldn't rebound. Just didn't rebound. And I asked him, I said, you know, Stan, all these scouts just say, you could be on an NBA bench if you wanted to do the dirty work and rebound. He's like, I don't rebound.
I said, you don't do that.
He goes, that's not part of my game. I don't rebound. I said, you're 6'8", and you're averaging 3 rebounds a game. You know, you're taking 12 shots. He's like, yeah, I don't do that. And what more can you say other than, okay.
What about having an NBA check? Nope.
But no. Sorry, I don't do that thing.
Right. I don't do that thing.
It's just not something that I do.
If they don't want me, they don't want me.
Like, that's why you're here in Fargo with us. That's why, instead of being in Los Angeles, that's why we're at the Fargo Dome. This segment brought to you by Rinnai Tankless Water Heaters. Meet the all-new Rinnai Sensei Tankless Water Heater, offering an endless supply of hot water, significant energy savings, and Wi-Fi monitoring. Visit tanklessismore.com to see why tankless is more. Now we have a statement from Major League Baseball.
All right.
You heard the Milwaukee Brewers statement, which is really self-contradictory, where they say the comments are inexcusable, but they say they're not representative of his beliefs. But I thought you said they were inexcusable. Then you just excused them. Now, MLB says, during last night's game, we became aware of Mr. Hader's unacceptable social media comments in years past and have since been in communication with the Brewers regarding our shared concerns. After the game, Mr. Hader took the necessary step of expressing remorse for his highly offensive and hurtful language, which fails to represent the values of our game and our expectations for all those who are a part of it. The Office of the Commissioner will require sensitivity training for Mr. Hader and participation in MLB's diversity and inclusion initiatives.
I understand that we're going to be a little harsh on these statements, and some of it deserve it. But in all reality, right, not fairness
they
necessarily.
They weren't going to suspend him.
How could you?
Right.
I mean, really, when you think about it, it's awful language. It's disgusting, and it's highly offensive, and it's hurtful, and all those things are delineated in Major League Baseball's statement. But how do you, as an entity like this, you'd have a player relations nightmare if you suspend the guy for something that he wrote as a 6 years ago as a teenager on Twitter? The comments about it, the accountability about it, the need for forgiveness, all the stuff that we talked about in the first hour, that's all on Hader. That's something that he's got to seek if he wants it. That's something he's got to earn if he wants it. For Major League Baseball to actually suspend somebody for it was never going to happen.
A quick reminder, we are going to be at Gallagher Way on Friday before the Cub game, hanging out. You should come join us there. And Monday, you're going to need a ticket if you want to join us. So make sure, if you want to be a part of the Budweiser Brick House Tavern second installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series, that you go to 670thescore.com/ondeck. It's presented by AZEK Building Products and Xfinity. It is going to be the two of us and Wilson Contreras and Mike Montgomery.
Excellent.
So you should be there. The food's terrific. It is a fun day. So grab those tickets now. There's only a couple left at 670thescore.com/ondeck. Also, we're going to hear from Theo Epstein in just a moment with the latest on the Cubs at the break. And remind me, I may, on my own, do a giveaway at Gallagher Way on Friday.
You've got stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought about it today as
you have
I was...
a surplus of a substance?
I do.
Is it a controlled substance?
It's not, okay. but I do. I've got a surplus of a substance that I may just give away on a first-come, first-served basis on Friday at Gallagher Way.
Green and leafy?
Yes.
Okay.
It actually is. You should see it. I mean, I need to do something.
Could I roll it and chiffonade it?
You could.
Okay.
You could even dry it out and smoke it if you want.
I suppose if you wanted to. Yep. Kind of be a funky stench, wouldn't it?
No, no. Maybe get with a little sort of anise sort of flavor. Not an anus flavor. That would be bad.
It's between you and your God. That's up to you. It doesn't matter.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. Theo Epstein is next on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.